Welcome to the Mile High City. It's really nice to have APHA in your hometown. And I've been practicing my speed talking, so we're going to zip right through this so you can get to dinner. Kleinbundel is a health communication research multimedia development and graphic design firm here in one of the Denver suburbs. So as you can imagine, I actually do have a disclosure. The study in question was funded by the National Cancer Institute through the SBIR program. And one of the requirements of the SBIR program is that you commercialize the product or service that you develop. So, should colleges adopt this program that I'm presenting to you today, my company could see a financial benefit. So, cross your fingers. I'd like to thank my internal research team. And, of course, our outside collaborators, in particular the student health services of the universities that were our study sites. They were a big help. So why college students? Well, the whole idea behind LiveFit on Campus was to intervene with college students at that point where they're transitioning from perhaps a dependent or structured home environment to an independent college environment. In other words, they're making their own decisions. There are lots of opportunities, there are also lots of temptations. So sometimes unhealthy habits can develop. And as we know, college students aren't currently meeting guidelines for fruit and vegetable consumption or physical activity. It's also kind of a hot topic right now, with several books being published recently in this area. We started our website development with some formative research, and students told us that they didn't know how to cook, that they'd be healthier if they knew more about nutrition, and that they needed more motivation. So we used what we learned from the focus groups to help develop the website. We see LiveFit on Campus as a solution to this transition from home to campus. What it's meant to do is not only increase awareness and provide education about nutrition, in particular fruit and vegetable consumption and physical activity, but also to orient these college freshmen to their new world, to introduce them to their new environment. So there's a whole section on the website, for example, right here, this local zone, where each university populates it with information from their own community, so restaurants and places to get physical activity. And these are searchable databases, so students can find out, well, where do I go if I want to ride my bike other than on campus? Where can I find a climbing wall? Where can I find pools, whatever, healthy restaurants, restaurants with fruits and vegetables or low-fat choices. So that was a unique component of the website. And then it has some of these other features, which I'll briefly touch on in the interest of time. Our overall research objective was to produce this web-based intervention and to test its effectiveness at increasing fruit and vegetable consumption and minutes of physical activity. Secondary was to look at weight gain. For the website development, we focused on fruit and vegetable consumption and physical activity promotion. There was a pretty sophisticated theory-based development design behind the creation of all of the content. I'm not going to delve into that today in the interest of time. And we also tried to make it as student-centered as possible, really concentrating on that it's all about me generation. And that worked well. So our main intervention components were these LiveFit quizzes, skill-building modules, skill-building tools that they could use, goal-setting, and there was a feature for tracking their progress. So they could track minutes of physical activity, servings of fruits and vegetables, colors of fruits and vegetables, and weight. Again, just showing you the home page of the website where each of these different features are. Like, here's the tracking feature. This is where you could get recipes that you could make in your dorm room, workouts in your dorm room. These were the quizzes, et cetera. The quizzes rotated. Every week there was a new one. And they were designed on kind of that Cosmopolitan magazine theme of what kind of a couch potato are you? Or what kind of a cook are you? So, and as I said, those worked well. The quizzes then led students into the learning modules, and then the learning modules led them into some skill-building tools. So this is just showing you examples of the different quiz themes. Are you what you eat? Where are your calories hiding? How calorie savvy are you? Et cetera, et cetera. This is just an example of one of the learning modules. They were short and sweet, but they started with an interactive video and ended with an interactive video and then had some static bulleted content in between on a variety of topics that you could, oops, see there. This was one of the searchable databases of quick, easy, simple recipes you could make in your dorm room with five or less ingredients and only a microwave oven. This is in a, just showing you the tracking feature. This is one of the local zone searchable databases where you could, within however large of a radius the university chose, search for places to work out, get physical activity. But let's move into the evaluation plan. LitFit on Campus was evaluated in four universities in three states with about 850 students. The students were recruited in either the dormitories, which are now called residence halls, I've learned, or in the student unions. The students were pre-tested, or consented and pre-tested right there at the time of recruitment, and they also, we took their height, weight, and pulse. And then they were post-tested online, and follow-up height, weight, and pulse was done by Student Health Services. They were paid $50 for completing the program. This was a group randomized design, so students were randomized to either the intervention or control groups by residence hall. Only the intervention students were given access to the website, and they were also given a monthly emailed newsletter. This was the only promotion or reminder that these students got. So they were asked to use this website as if they would use any other website in their normal routine life. There was no campus promotion, obviously, because we had intervention and control residence halls on the same campus. The intervention period was one complete academic year. Our primary outcome measures, we use standard measures for fruit and vegetable consumption and physical activity. And then we also used a version of the CHAMPS questionnaire that we adapted and validated for college students. These were some of our secondary outcome measures, including French fry consumption, self-efficacy for fruit and vegetable consumption and physical activity, and attitudes toward eating fruit and vegetable consumption. Our overall sample size was 841. We had a pretty good follow-up rate of 76% at post-test. And we had 32% who completed the post-height, weight, and pulse measures. But that, even though that was low, it was okay because we only needed 100 students in that subset, in that sample. So we surpassed that. Looking at the demographics of the population, most of the students were college freshmen, so they were 18 years old. Pretty evenly divided between male and female, though we actually had more males than females in this intervention. The sample was primarily white, and about 11% Hispanic. I have one significant finding to report from the overall study, and that is that students in the intervention group ate fewer French fries than students in the control group. That's pretty darn good. The treatment group assignment had no statistically significant effects on fruit and vegetable consumption or physical activity. However, we noticed a lot of variation in website use, so we decided to explore that a little bit further and look at the possible role of website use in acquiring benefits from the LiveFit on Campus website program. So overall, 58% of students actually went to the website. Now remember, they didn't have to use it. There were no requirements for, you know, how many minutes or whatnot. So just in normal use, 58% did use the site. Among those who logged in, the average number of visits was about 3. And the average number of time spent on the website was about 19 minutes. As you can see here, they spent most of their time with the quizzes, and then about equally with 3 of the other features, the physical activity section, that was just logging in, and then the recipe section, and then the tracking section. Tracking was used quite a bit. Okay, so if you look at students who used the website, all right, the more time you spent on the website, the greater your fruit and vegetable intake, and the greater your fitness at post-test. So the more you used it, the better your outcomes. Mixed findings, more time on the website was associated with more time spent sitting. Well, that kind of goes hand in hand. So, some conclusions. Simply making LiveFit on campus available had limited impact on diet and physical activity, but it did reduce consumption of French fries. So imagine what we could get if we had some limited results with 19 minutes of use. Imagine what benefits we might be able to gain if there were a concentrated campus-based promotion of this program. We also need to look a little further into this underlying association of website use and sitting. So I'm proposing that future efforts need to be directed at increasing use of a program like this. Next steps would be to have colleges adopt the program, have them promote the program, increase its visibility, promote repeated use, and some of the ways to do this would be including it in new employee orientation, for example. Have RAs use it with their new freshman students as part of their programming in the residence hall. It could also be part of courses, part of the new freshman experience. I don't know if some of you have that program that seems to be becoming more popular nationwide. There are a lot of different ways that the university themselves could incorporate and then promote use of this website by their students. And then we think that will help increase the findings that we were able to see without that kind of promotion and backing by the university. If you're interested in a demo, let me know. Thank you.